Here's a thought I'll title, Three-Dimensionality in the Landscape. Lots of you probably are aware that I do lots and lots of abstracts in my art-making pursuits. I love abstracts. But the one thing about abstracts is they are generally very two-dimensional. It's photographing things like rock walls or surfaces or things that don't have a lot of three-dimensionality to them. But when you go into the landscape, it really needs to be about the three-dimensionality of the landscape, or it's just going to become literally a flat composition. And on occasion that can work, but that's the rarity. Usually we need to express some sense of three-dimensionality in a landscape. And it occurs to me that there are two types of three-dimensionality in the landscape. There's the three-dimensionality from near to far. That's the most common sort of three-dimensionality of a landscape. From where you stand to something out there. Sometimes a long ways away, like a mountain, sometimes pretty close, like a pond of water you're standing at the edge of. But it's still three-dimensional from here to there. The other form of three-dimensionality is from ground level up to the sky. So you're talking about mountains and clouds and things like that. What got me thinking about this was I experienced a third kind of three-dimensionality in a landscape last week when I was photographing in the Grand Canyon that I'd never really considered before, and that is from ground level down. All of the pictures of the Grand Canyon were done that way. That is to say, looking down into the Grand Canyon and these wonderful clouds that were casting their shadows down on the canyon floor and the various three-dimensional shelves as you worked your way down the Grand Canyon. So I guess really maybe there's three forms of three-dimensionality: near to far, ground level up, ground level down. And that has me wondering if there's others that I haven't really considered. I thought about left to right, like panoramas, but that's not really three-dimensionality. That's sort of on a plane from out there to the left to out there to the right. But there may be other forms of three-dimensionality that I haven't thought of yet. One thing I do know is that whenever I'm in the landscape, I have to shift my thinking from two-dimensional abstracts to three-dimensional landscape. Or what I sort of end up with is two-dimensional landscapes that are generally not particularly interesting.